Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right back at it. Good afternoon, everybody. Kings beat the Lakers last night. They got the Spurs tonight. The one and only Jerry Reynolds, Ryan and Sacktown. We got a lot to talk about coming up here on If You Don't Like That.
Three, two, one, go.
Sacramento missed you. Carter. Stolen by Williams. And look at this. Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Boy, that's an ESPN highlight right there. Whoa. Collison comes in. How about this? Holy moly, Jim Bob Foley. That is a major league smush.
And yes, indeed, Jerry and Ryan, gentlemen, hope that you are doing well today. Jerry, I know you're doing great because anytime the Kings beat the Lakers, you know, it's euphoria in the Reynolds household.
It really is. You know, you just can't beat them enough or bad enough to suit me. But it was definitely a joyful evening. Treated myself to a cold beer, which those have come rare to me anymore, but I thought I deserved it.
You mean rare that they're cold or rare that you're having a beer, Jerry?
Rare that I'm having a beer, yeah.
Ryan, we talked about this at halftime and after the game last night. The Lakers just, they can't stop Sacramento in the three meetings this year. I mean, the Kings offense has just been in high gear.
They're just too fast for the Lakers. And that's not just the guards. It's also the back line. It's the front line. They dominated them. And it shows the Kings when they play in that up-tempo style, they can have an advantage on some teams that finished higher than last year in the playoffs.
Jerry, what do you think the key is with Sabonis owning Anthony Davis? I mean, the record head-to-head is unbelievable. The Kings have managed to make Anthony Davis just look like another player. How do they do that?
Well, I think, Sabonis's speed and stamina, you know, because he just runs and runs and runs. Davis, he's not many bigs are used. Definitely in physical play affects Davis, I think. He really is not one of those guys that likes that. He's more of a finesse big, talented player. But, yeah, it's a matchup that, offhand, you wouldn't think that Sabonis would have the advantage, but he clearly does. You know, one thing on the three-guard thing or when they went small, certainly I think that's the way to go against the Lakers. You know, it really allows them to really get out and run and put pressure on But the reason they can do it is because Sabonis gets all the boards. So you don't, you know, as long as you got one guy can get you 18, 20 rebounds, then that allows you to play smaller people. And certainly the Kings out-rebounded the Lakers. So that's a real, again, there's where Domas probably doesn't get enough credit. It's like, yeah, you can play a lot of lineups with him because he rebounds enough for a power forward and a center.
Yeah, and credit to Mike Brown's staff too, Jerry, for picking up on that because the Kings took advantage of that. And granted, making shots helps their case, but the Lakers, mm-hmm. one of the worst in offensive rebounding in the league.
All right, so now the Kings have separated themselves from the Lakers. I mean, those games obviously count. you know, as two in the standings. I didn't think the Lakers were going to catch Sacramento. You really have five teams right now that are vying for the fifth and sixth spots, which gets you into the playoffs. And I mean, here we go, right? Where we keep talking about this each and every game. You know, Suns play tonight, the Mavericks play tonight, the Kings. And we've been down this road before, gentlemen, where you're playing an inferior team. And let's make no mistake about it, the Spurs are a bad team. That's why they have the worst record in the conference. And I want people to understand, the Spurs are a bad team, all right? There's a reason why they have the worst record in the league, and they're without Victor Wembanyama. So I don't care if this is your, you know, third game in four nights, or I don't care if it's your 10th game in 10 nights. There's just no excuse for not winning this game tonight.
No, there isn't. And the thing for the Kings to players to remember is that they have NBA players on the Spurs, and and some of those guys who aren't really good enough, somebody will have a big game, and you can't let those guys who aren't good enough to have big games have big games. That's what worries me, and we saw that at the end of last year at a home game, to where some guy named Champagne or somebody looked like George Gervin. And I mean, I mean, it does happen. You know, we've all seen it, to where a guy gets a chance to play more. And really, so that's the only thing that scares me. But as you pointed out, there's no excuse for not winning a ball game. None at all.
Well, you know, I always talk about this story, and there aren't a lot of things that I took from Dick Motta, but I'll never forget this. When the Kings were playing the Mavericks, when they had, you know, such a good team, and the game was in Sacramento, and the Kings were dressing eight guys for that game, and three of them were CBA players. And I was talking to Dick before the game, and I'll never forget what he said. He goes, you know what? He goes, we're going to be okay. He goes, give me eight guys that are playing for their basketball lives, that don't have guaranteed contracts, that, you know, have to go out and show what they can do. And I'm okay with that over, you know, eight max. He didn't say max, but he was making the point of eight stars who were kind of walking through the motions. Jerry, you've coached, and, you know, you've been around the game a long time. There is a lot of truth to that sometimes. If you get guys that are playing for their basketball lives very often at the end of the year on bad teams. And this is what we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, no, I remember very similar circumstance. We'd gotten beat by the Lakers in LA and flew to Seattle to play the Sonics the very next night. And we only had eight guys, and Sonics were a good team, and we beat them. Well, the thing was, and it's like you're talking about there, the eight guys, one thing they did know, all of them were going to play a lot of minutes, you know, and the key guys knew that, you know, they could play with, you know, basically house money. It's like, well, if I go 2 for 10, I'm still going to play. You know, and I think that's sometimes it really, really helps players to know, you know, what you got to play me. You got nobody else. And I'm going to. And like you say, they all know. And sometimes I remind them, or coaches would, that they are playing for the league, you know, playing for their careers.
Yeah, the Kings are a funny case, right? Because last year they were really hungry. They were trying to break that playoff streak. Then they got a taste of the playoffs. And this year they haven't really been self-starters. And they almost need the coach's assistance right out the bat of the game to pick up the pressure, whether it's full court. But then if one guy gets into it, De'Aaron makes a big defensive play, Sabonis, everybody wants to jump in. And all of a sudden, they're not terrible defensively.
Well, they're scrappier. I think they're scrappier this year. I do. I mean, and I think a lot of it goes to Coach Brown using different things, using the zone more, trapping the ball a little bit more, you know, being more aggressive, trying to make things happen. You know, it's like trying to get the ball away from the basket, picking up sooner. So I think they are a little bit better defensively, but they're also a little worse offensively. But I do think one thing on your point, Ryan, is I think last year the team was so hungry, and they were kind of disrespected all year long. You know, it's the Sacramento Kings, and they haven't been in the playoffs 16 years, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this year they come in a little bit puffy. You know, it's like, hey, we were third seed last year. Well, that's last year. You got to prove it again this year.
Hey, I want, first of all, as we continue to talk about the Kings and the NBA, I want to say a big thank you to those of you who were with us last night. Ryan, we did the post-game show last night and had over 25,000 people watching us on both X and YouTube. You know, if Jerry had joined us, that number probably would have doubled. We might have broken an unbelievable record and had 50,000. But Jerry, I know that, you know, your bedtime, you know, with a 7:30 start in L.A., you know, there's no way you're coming on the postgame show for a late game like that.
Well, and it might have actually about half of them would have tuned out.
Yeah.
So it probably worked out pretty good.
But we, you know, we would have made you famous, Jerry, for that first part of the show. You know,
I can live without that. Thank you.
I want to say thank you to our sponsors. And if you go to CalusaSunrise.com, you can check out the project from Blazona Development. It is called Sunrise Landing. It is the newest residential community in Calusa. It is a five-phase development project featuring 180 total homes. They have lot sizes ranging from 7,600 square feet to over 16,000 square feet. Beautiful, spacious interiors. All right. And folks, this is a very affordable community located adjacent to the Calusa Golf and Country Club. Easy access to Highway 20, Highway 45, and I-5. So check it out by going to CalusaSunrise.com. No Melrose. No homeowners. Again, CalusaSunrise.com from Blazona Development. Kings, Spurs tonight, and the Mavs play, the Suns play. Those are the teams that you're going to be battling with. No Devin Booker. I was shocked, and I really mean this, that they beat Denver. I really was. That really surprised me that Phoenix without Booker beat the Denver Nuggets, Ryan.
Yeah, it surprised me too. There's a lot of people nationally that think Phoenix is a playoff team. And when I say playoff team, built for the playoffs. So if they start racking up a few more of those wins, it's going to be tough for the Kings to creep up.
Yeah, one of the.
What about that team, Jerry? What do you think about the Suns?
They, I mean, obviously they miss Booker, but they, you know, they've really got an underrated player on that team, Grayson Allen.
Yes.
That guy, I mean, really, he's able to, when they got all their stars, he can blend in and, you know, just kind of get his 8-10 points, whatever. But if you need him to get 20, he can go get 20. I just think, you know, and I think Milwaukee has really missed him too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. So, and, you know, Durant and when you got Eric Gordon's off the bench, that's a good team.
No question about it. Royce O'Neal,
Royce O'Neal, great pickup, by the way.
That was a good pickup.
Hoping the Kings would get him, and Nurkic is perfect for that team. You know, he's probably not quite the athlete of Ayton, but he's better for that team because he's going to do the dirty work, which Ayton didn't want to do, and he can play without the ball. So yeah, I think they're a threat, especially if they get Booker back. They'll be a threat.
Jerry, the Warriors are a team that you have to keep your eye on right now. Another big win last night against the Bucks, and they killed them. The game wasn't even close. They've now elevated themselves to 33-28, and they're only two games back in the loss column of the sixth place Suns, and the Kings also with 26 losses. I could see them getting in the top six, Jerry. I mean, they got the pedigree, they got Steph Curry, and don't bet against the Warriors.
Well, as long as Steph Curry is healthy,
You
know, and Steve Kerr, I think that's their franchise, the coach and the superstar, and he truly is a superstar, you know, that can lead the team capable of getting 50 on anybody any night. And so, yeah, I agree. And then they're getting good production now from the rookie, Podolymski or whatever his name
is. Oh, yeah, Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the guy's good. And then the second round pick, Trace Jackson Davis, is starting to play a lot. That was a guy I really hoped the Kings might look at. He's drafted real late, 52nd pick. But his dad's Dale Davis. You know, there's the bloodlines are the bloodlines, and he's a lot like Sabonis. I mean, skilled. a little undersized. So
that name for you, the Davis, that's an easier name to pronounce than the other name that you just tried to tell us. Is that correct? That for you is an easier pronunciation?
Everybody ought to have a name no longer than like five or six letters. It ought to be a rule.
Uh-huh.
Or we just go by their numbers.
Just go by the numbers.
Such as Giannis Antetokounmpo, we just go by number 34, right?
Or the Greek Freak.
Or whatever his number
is. Yeah, the Greek Freak. Hey, the one thing I would add about the Warriors really quick, Kuminga, Jonathan Kuminga, the way they're building around him a little bit, watch for that if they sneak in. And the Warriors, their net rating, 1.1, much better than the Kings.
Yeah, they've got depth, too. You know, I mean, Moody, I think, you know, he's one of those guys that I think, you know, he hadn't played a lot there, but I really believe he's a guy that the league knows about. He's got a future, you know, guy, shot maker, can guard people a little bit. And I think they are. I would be very concerned about that team. And they're starting to win on the road. Now, they've got they have to play quite a few more games on the road, but they're winning on the road as opposed to last year.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris Paul still coming back, supposed to be coming back later this season.
Yeah, he's played the last couple of games.
Oh, there you go. Bit. I missed that.
Yeah, and actually he's not the gold Chris Paul, but he's still productive, and he's still the alpha, you know.
There you go. I've been tunnel visioned on these Kings. So enough with those Warriors.
Do you guys, Ryan, you have a dog, right?
Yes, I do.
Jerry, you have any pets?
Not anymore. We had cats and we've lost.
Okay.
So.
All right. The reason why I'm bringing this up is we like to tell you about Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital in Auburn. All right. Full service, urgent care and everything. All right, here's yesterday. These are unique cases treated yesterday at Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital serving Auburn and the foothills. They removed fish from a dog's stomach. They did a C-section.
What?
They diagnosed a 2-inch mass inside the right ventricle of the heart, removed large volume of ingested blanket from a dog's GI tract. They repaired extensive injuries from a bear attack. They repaired a cat that had the skin pulled off the side of her face, exposing the side of the eye globe. That's what they can do at Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital, serving Auburn and the foothills. So just remember, urgent care, orthopedic surgery, dentistry, spay, neuter, and the cases that I just said, that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is the definition of they do it all. How about that, Rhino?
So the fish and the other animal survived? Is that correct?
Wow.
Well, I did not ask, Jerry, if the fish survived. I did not ask the doctor that. I'm sorry.
Well, that'd be a little much. But I really love animals. And I haven't really gotten over the loss of our two cats, you know, but I plan to get some when I, you know, it just takes a little while, you know, when you really, really enjoy your pets.
Yep.
But anyway, I just want to put that in, you know, you want to know what type of services one of our sponsors can do? There you have it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Back to the game tonight. So, Ryan, without Victor Wembanyama, I mean, generally speaking, and I know they have the worst record in the league, but generally speaking, the Spurs give you that effort. They just they're losing because of their talent. And then on nights that they have won this year against good teams, it's because Victor Wembanyama has gone off, but they don't have that tonight.
Yeah, it's simply a thing where the Kings cannot have self-inflicted errors. You cannot give anything to let the Spurs build off of. I mean, you can't get two down. Shots are going to happen, but straight line drives, things of that nature, that's where the Kings need to be aggressive. And it starts with De'Aaron Fox. When they play downhill and they play aggressively, the Kings are tremendously hard to beat.
Yeah, they've got some guys that worry me. You know, Vassell, great shooter, really coming into his own. Soshin is a tough defender, kind of gets under guys' skins. And You know, so you know, without Wembanyama, that's the thing is this team, even with Wembanyama, really aren't winning at any higher rate than they did last year, which is why I'd give Chet Holmgren the Rookie of the Year. He's made team better.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, he's not the talent to Wembanyama. I know that, but at some point, if you're going to be, which I think he will be someday, an all-time great, but so far he hasn't impacted winning enough. I mean, at some point it's like, well, if they won 19-20 last year and they win 19 or 20 this year with him, then you can't say he's been
right. And I think you would agree, guys, that even though Chet Holmgren did not play last year, what he learned from being with the team, going through treatment after the injury that he suffered leading up to the season helps. I mean, he's a rookie. Yes. By the rules, he's a rookie, but he's not really a rookie. I mean, just having a year of being able to sit back, watch while you go through your rehab, you know, if you approach it the right way, it can be a real benefit. Jerry, I mean, I agree with you. I think in the end of their careers, we'll probably be saying Victor Wembanyama had a better career. But I got to tell you, there's a lot to like about Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, he's a real winner. I mean, you know, one of those guys that and I agree with you. I mean, the year off helped him. You know, as bad, as skinny as his body is now, it was better.
Yep.
It's better now than it was. And so, but we saw that with Blake Griffin. You know, he benefited from, as a rookie, came and couldn't play, held out, and then was Rookie of the Year. But, he's a perfect fit for that team, you know, with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Williams. And, I mean, they've got they're a real threat, and he's a big part of why they are.
They just do it old school, and he spreads you out a little bit. And he's a new style big. We were talking about this last night, Grant. We don't see another Shaquille O'Neal coming into the league. And if they did, would they even play? So Chet's going to have a great career for OKC.
They would play. There's no question that they would play. The question is – no, I mean, they would play. Yeah, but the question is, what style would they play? And, Jerry, that's the question. That Shaq would definitely play. I can guarantee you Shaq would play if he was coming into the NBA.
Would he play
the same way that we saw him play, or would he play the new way of playing as a big man, both on the perimeter and inside, like we see with Karl Anthony Towns, like we see with Joel Embiid and so many others? That's the question I have.
I think he's strictly an inside player. But I would say, you know, with the spacing that we have in the league now, I mean, Shaq, you talk about unguardable. You know, not that you still would shoot a lot of threes, but I mean, with that spacing, that means he's going to get one-on-one coverage. Mm. And there ain't no center in this league could deal with that guy. They couldn't in the old days, back when he played, but you could get second guys help because they wasn't so spaced. So, he'd find a way to be elite. I believe that. And by the way, when we're talking about young bigs, Alperen Sengun of the Rockets.
Boy, he's good.
That guy is the next Jokic Sabonis. I mean, he has got a tremendous ceiling. He certainly he's further ahead than Domas was at the same stage. And Jokic too, for that matter. So really skilled. You know, he's going to be one of those guys that he's better than Holmgren or Wembanyama, either one right now.
You know, Houston's one of those teams, not this year. They're not a playoff team this year. But, boy, I got to tell you, don't take your eye off them. I like what they're building there. I think they have a chance to be, you know, a playoff team for many years.
Well, I do too. Yeah, I agree with you totally. They got good coaching. They got some nice young pieces they're building around. And you see it in their record and their competitiveness.
Yep.
And that's why, you know, if you're the Kings, you're going to have to play them again. You're going to have to bring your A game to beat Houston Rockets because they don't roll over ever.
Yeah.
No, they don't. It was a quicker turnaround for Houston than we expected, certainly smacking Sacramento early in the season two times.
Yeah, that's the thing about them. We found out before everybody else did, they're a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
made you feel a little bit better.
You're so really – ticked off because they're supposed to be terrible. Well, they're not terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Kings were the beneficiaries of that lesson early.
Well, and those two games, as most fans remember, were without De'Aaron Fox. But even, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the Rockets because they kicked the Kings' butts twice. You know, when you look at the West this year, there are really only two teams. Well, I don't know if you want to include Portland, but Memphis with all of their injuries, San Antonio, right? I mean, those are the two teams. And we thought Houston would be near the bottom tier. But they made a lot of moves this offseason and the development of some of their younger players. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, assuming that Ja Morant comes back and is healthy and Marcus Smart and Oklahoma City's not going anywhere, Denver's not going anywhere, right? I could see the Clippers, their age is going to really start to factor in here. Durant with the Suns, Curry with the Warriors. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but we're starting to see with Oklahoma City and these other teams, and New Orleans is one of those teams, we're starting to see a changing of the guard, Ryan, in the West.
We totally are. And some of the teams that we mentioned that have or haven't mentioned, they're not going to be bad either. The Jazz have a treasure chest of picks to play with and a good center to build around. So I'm with you. And count the Lakers in, too. I think that's what makes this Western Conference and the CBA that's coming into effect so interesting, is to see how it's going to shake out in the next couple of years with some big guys maybe on the move.
Yeah, very good point. You know, and then Minnesota, I didn't include Minnesota, Jerry, and I like their team and their nucleus for a while.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think you look, you know, with probably, Phoenix and the Lakers and the Clippers and the Warriors. I mean, I think they're maybe a year away, but there is clearly a change coming on. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where Portland fits yet. You know, I'm not sure they're headed anywhere, it's going to be a tough for a long time. And I like your point, Ryan, about Utah, because Danny Ainge is going and they've got a real piece to build around in marketing. You know, he's a star, a real star that can get you 20 every night against anybody.
No question about that. Yep.
So, you know, they just need to make a couple other moves.
Hey, I want to tell you about Foster's and Paws, a group of passionate animal advocates, and they work hard to save lives. They primarily focus on those vulnerable dogs in shelters. They pull a lot of pregnant moms, nursing moms, bottle puppies, dogs with medical needs, and dogs in danger of being euthanized. And you know what? I love what they do with young people, and they teach them how to treat animals with respect that will have lifelong benefits. They're looking for donors, adopters, fosters. To learn more, just go to the website that you see on your screen, fostersandpaws.org. That's fostersandpaws.org. So I also think that we should put the Kings in one of those, in that group too, of the teams that, again, as we look at the current nucleus, and we can't forecast trades or anything, but they got a nice young nucleus too, players that are just now entering their prime and not yet entering their prime, like a Keegan Murray. So I include them in that group. I mean, if Monty McNair can add to what they already have with a creative move or two, then we could be talking about the Kings the same way we're talking about some of those other teams.
Oh, I agree totally. I mean, there's no reason to think that this team doesn't have four or five top years ahead, you know, if you can just keep, I mean, obviously keeping Monk's a key, but I mean, certainly Domas is not that old. You know, he should have four to five premier type years like he's having now. And Fox has got more than that. And of course, Keegan is developing. And, now we still don't know totally, you know, Davion Mitchell, to me, I still think there's a reason to have a little hope. You know, I don't know just what all's there, but we're seeing him make shots now. And one thing you do know, he's a competitive little buckaroo. But they're young. They're young enough. You know, they're not the youngest team in the league, but you don't have to be. I think I kind of place them more like Denver was about 3 years ago.
Jerry,
in that category.
Jerry, a lot of debate last night about Mike Brown's decision-making around Keon Ellis and Davion Mitchell. Do you have a preference over the two, and do you see that person making a difference on this team down the stretch?
Well, I do, I guess. I kind of like Keon Ellis a little better because he can guard bigger guys. But I can see why you want to play them both at times, because if you want to get better defensively, one of the ways is to get your better defenders on the floor. And really, and I think with Keegan Murray, you know, a young proven, he's getting better and better defensively. But, yeah, those guys, I think the fact that he played them both had a lot to do with the winning.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I kind of wish, to be honest with you, I kind of thought Mike would play Ellis against Kobe White the other night in Chicago. I thought he might have made it a little bit tougher on him, had enough length to do that. And certainly, you know, anyway, you know, the book shouldn't be closed on those guys. That's what I'd say. I mean, I think, you know, I think this team needs to add guys. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have to subtract. But anyway, I could see where you don't have to move those guys. You can keep them or you can move them.
The other issue, and Jerry, you talk about this all the time, and a lot of fans, and they know this, but they don't stop and think about, you can only put five guys on the floor at once, okay? And so you can't play everyone. And with 20 games left to go in the season, you're not experimenting right now. Mike Brown knows who his roster is, knows what guys can do. Yeah, there are times based on certain matchups that you can go with certain combinations. But to me, I think as we get down to this stretch drive of a couple of weeks left in the season, we pretty much know who's going to be on the court for Sacramento.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, seems like he's decided to go with Alex Lynn.
Yep.
You know, when he wants to back up center and wants to stay with some size and everything. And, of course, Trey Lyles can play a couple of spots. So you got those minutes. And then, yeah, that is kind of the question. I mean, obviously, Monk, you want him on the floor a lot. So Herter's minutes are directly affected, but they should be. You know, Monk is a game changer, a lot of games. And then so whatever minutes are left, probably it is kind of a decision based on circumstance where Davion gets a few more minutes or Keon Ellis gets a few more minutes. But that's about where it ends. I mean, I probably am a little bit prejudice or bias toward both those guys over Duarte.
Yeah.
You know, myself. Yep.
Ryan, the other interesting aspect coming down here in the final 4 weeks or so is if Sasha Vezenkov is cleared and comes back from his ankle, you know, will Mike Brown try to even utilize him at all? Or that's something to keep an eye on.
It is. I think he would be the ultimate, you know, in the case of emergency, break the glass and hit this button, kind of like the Terrence Davis. I've said that earlier this year. I don't think it's realistic conditioning wise, especially as a rookie, even though he's an older rookie, to get thrown into the deep end in the NBA.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Stress. We all have it to a degree, big, small, but I think you can agree we all carry around different stressors. Most of you know what I've gone through the last 4 years, complete career change, moving across the country, filing a lawsuit, being in the news often, dealing with all of that, trust me, has not been easy. And if you keep things bottled up, it can really have a negative impact on your life. Therapy is a safe space. You get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. You can set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And you know what, folks? It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Hey, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's easy, convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grant today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grant.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But he does something that this team really, I mean, the one thing you can't deny, the guy's a great shooter, okay?
He is.
Yeah,
and you know, he's very fundamental, and you know, he's not a great athlete, but he really does kind of defensively, he's a little bit better than you think he is, and he's tough. He's got some legitimate toughness. So it's a shame that his year has kind of been wasted, to be honest. And yeah, so I don't know, you know, just what you can do at this late date, you know what I mean, short of an injury to Harrison or Lyles or somebody.
Yeah, don't forget, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a hard thing this year. I think you both can agree, to figure out Mike Brown's rotation. And I don't think any of us are going to figure it out down the stretch. I think we've nailed it down pretty tough. But I think the thing we need to look for more is his leash on certain players. Because I think that's what got last year in the playoffs with the Kings. So if you have somebody not shooting the ball well and they're not doing great defensively, get him off the floor, make the substitutions, be open like he's been open this season with the rotation.
I think part of that is because on most nights, he's only getting two to three starters that are playing well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how many times do we come on talking about Harrison Barnes having an empty stat line, Kevin Huerter having an empty stat line? Then there are other games when we're talking about those guys, you know, looking like themselves. But that might be a game where Keegan Murray's not doing much offensively or whatever. To me, when I look at the starting five this year, it just seems to be so much more inconsistent than the five last year. And I think that really, and Jerry, you know this from being a coach, maybe you could help us out here. But, I mean, that has to change the way a coach is thinking leading up to every game, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we're seeing the results of that. I think Coach Brown really is seeing, you know, is pulling the cord on both Barnes and Huerter a lot quicker than he did early in the year. And, and certainly where the Monk or Lyles are getting more minutes and maybe even, you know, going with an extra guard a little sooner, that sort of thing. So, I mean, I think we're seeing this team kind of figure stuff out. But you're right. I mean, I think this is a veteran team, and he knows these guys, but he also knows, hey, you got to bring it. If you're not bringing it, I'm going to try to play somebody else. And we saw that last night. You know, Monk, last couple of nights, I mean, Monk has just got to be on the floor 30-some minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, and I think part
– go ahead.
Sorry, Grant. I was going to say, I think part of the frustration with the fan base is just that. They think the moves sometimes have been too late. Like you said, Keon on Colby White, it doesn't come until last night against the Lakers, against a different opponent.
Yeah, it's – I mean, it's one of those things as a fan. I mean, we can all second guess. And, I mean, there's things that, you know, I mean, I certainly have disagreed with Coach Brown. I mean, I think he's right 90% of the time, certainly more than me. But yeah, you know, when you look back, and I always say I don't like to second guess, but there's times watching a game, I'm thinking, why isn't he in here on this guy? You know, or like last year in the playoffs, why do we have Terrence Davis on Steph Curry? You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. So, I mean, I talked about it afterwards, but I was talking about it at the time, you know, one second.
Sure.
He was first guessing.
Yeah, you're talking about it in real time. I think a lot of players will play tonight. You know, you played last night, even though not a ton of minutes. You know, your third game in four nights. So I think you're going to see a lot of the players play tonight. Again, we're going to have the pregame show, halftime show, all three of us back here at halftime, and then the postgame. Jerry, always great for you to join us here during this time slot. Normally we do it on Wednesdays, but we wanted to be able to talk about the game last night and the game tonight. So thank you very much for adjusting your schedule.
Anytime, you know, morning, noon, night, you know,
I'm retired. I know you're busy, Jerry. I know when I asked you to switch around, you know, times and stuff, I know with your busy calendar, it makes me a little nervous, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, anytime except late.
No, I know. I know that, Jerry.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you, Jerry Reynolds. And, Ryan, you got the pregame coming up in a little bit, right?
I do. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join us, open phones.
Yeah, and then halftime, again, the three of us, and then the postgame show. Hey, so awesome to have you here. And again, thank you so much for following us. Subscribe if you don't already. That way you'll know when we're doing content. Give us a thumbs up. We really appreciate that. 25,000 watching the postgame show last night. Love y'all. You're all freaking awesome. And again, if you missed my podcast, my interview yesterday with Scott Pollard, check it out when you can. I think you'll really enjoy that. Enjoy the game. Ryan at 6:30 with the pregame show. Kings and Spurs. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Bye-bye, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.